If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
Hey, folks, this Tuesday, November 3rd, is Election Day. You're going to want to watch the day unfold with us over at DailyWire.com. We've got you completely covered, soup to nuts, with an election pre-show starting at 3 p.m. Eastern, 12 p.m. Pacific. It features special guests, live interviews, and more. Some surprises leading up to our primetime election coverage at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific, with Michael Knowles, Andrew Klavan, Jeremy Boring, and me. Right now, you can join Daily Wire for 25% off with code ELECTION. Watching with us isn't just about better coverage and awesome member perks, although that is a massive benefit. It is especially important on Election Day. Let me tell you why. In just a few short days, this country is going to elect a president. Either President Trump will be reelected or the president will be Joe Biden. There's been a lot of heated talk about a free and fair election. Well, it's going to be free and fair. You're going to be able to vote. But it has not been a fair election for quite a while because the media have put not just their thumb, their entire elbow, in fact, their entire body on the scale in favor of Joe Biden. Establishment media are corrupt. They're corrupt on behalf of the left. So-called legacy outlets like the New York Times, Washington Post, CNN, they've abandoned objectivity completely. They don't even pretend to be objective anymore to push their preferred candidate into office on a gurney if need be, and it shows. To set the stage, we need to examine how the left has gone fully crazy. The Democratic Party is no longer the Democratic Party of the 1950s or even the 1960s. It is no longer the Democratic Party even of Bill Clinton. They are a radical, radical party. Some of their philosophical agenda points include support of the 1619 Project, the presumption that America is deeply evil, it is rooted in racism and sexism and bigotry, that the free market is exploitative, that the free market is cruel, that your rights are a threat to actual freedom. Your right to bear arms, for example, is actually a threat to others around you. They believe that your individual identity doesn't matter at all. All that matters is how you are identifiable by a group. They believe in intersectional identity and a hierarchy of victimhood where we can decide whether to listen to you based on your group identity. They believe, again, that America is rooted in evil. And because of this, they've sparked a culture war. In that culture war, they've refused to condemn Antifa or Black Lives Matter. They've gone soft on rioting and looting. And of course, the thing that affects you most, they have engaged in cancel culture. Because politics isn't just about policy. Politics very often is about the people around you treating you like garbage because they disagree with you. And this is something the Democratic Party has not just fostered, they have pushed. They've pushed it incredibly hard. Cancel culture is about the basic idea that you are morally inferior because you're conservative or because you're religious or because you step outside the leftist groupthink. The Democratic Party has made this the basis for their campaign. And the media have echoed and reinforced these talking points. They found themselves complicit in the leftist agenda. In fact, they're just the communications wing at this point for the Democratic Party. On COVID, they pretend that every death is attributable to Donald Trump. They suggest that Democratic governors did a wonderful job, even though most of the states with the highest death per millions rates, most of those states are Democratic states. They shamed Republican governors for having the temerity to talk about reopening. They shamed you, business owners, for wanting to reopen. But they cheered on wildly while millions of protesters, including looters and rioters, went out in the streets and spat all over each other because, of course, they were protesting on behalf of woke causes. And as we all know, according to our leftist media, the virus is woke. The Democratic media complex, they've completely ignored scandals from Democrats. They've acted as state-run mouthpieces for the Democratic Party. The media have suggested that if you are a Supreme Court nominee from President Trump, it is perfectly within bounds to suggest that you are a gang rapist in order to ensure that you not be put on the court. They have suggested in the media that it is perfectly legitimate to pack the Supreme Court. They have suggested that if you are a high school kid wearing a MAGA cap and you are confronted with a Native American activist banging a drum in your face and you stand there and do nothing, you are a vicious racist. The media have suggested that Governor Andrew Cuomo was amazing at COVID, even while he's shipping COVID-ridden elderly back into nursing homes. And of course, they covered up the Hunter Biden email story. Regardless of how serious you think the story is, the media cover-up is significantly more serious. The fact is the media simply decided that any story that hurt Joe Biden could not be reported, should not be reported, no one should ask questions, and social media should simply quash dissemination of the story. If Joe Biden wins this election, it's clear establishment media will have played a massive role in that event. Over the course of Donald Trump's presidency, they've had a jarring, maybe irreversible impact on our culture. They're going to continue to use that power to fundamentally reshape the country unless they are stopped or unless their power is taken away. The only people who can take away that power are you. If conservatives care about a truly free press, you must abandon the media cartel and support alternative media. So after you cast your vote this election day, come on over to DailyWire.com and get your election news from us. Our pre-show starts at 3 p.m. Eastern, 12 p.m. Pacific, featuring special guests, live interviews, and much, much more, leading up to our primetime election coverage with Michael Knowles, Andrew Klavan, Jeremy Boring, and, of course, me. Because this election is so important, we're streaming all of our coverage free to watch. That's normally a Daily Wire member benefit only. But if you're not a member already, you should consider joining so you can start replacing your establishment media sources with us. Right now, just to show you we're serious, we are offering 25% off all memberships with code ELECTION. Members get all sorts of benefits. They get our articles ad-free, access to all of our live broadcasts and show library, the full 3 hours of The Ben Shapiro Show, exclusive Reader's Pass content, available only to Daily Wire members. If you're considering an all-access membership, you get to join us on All Access Live every night for online and live stream discussions with our hosts and an amazing online community. You also get not one, but two leftist tier tumblers with your membership, as well as early, sometimes exclusive access to new Daily Wire products. So come join our election coverage Tuesday, November 3rd at 3 p.m. Eastern, 12 p.m. Pacific at DailyWire.com. Get 25% off your Daily Wire membership with code ELECTION when you sign up today. Replace the establishment media with Daily Wire. We are their replacement. Become part of the resistance. You won't regret it.